What's up, guys? My name's Andres. This is my weekly recap of my newsletters that I sent out last week. There's a link in the description for the newsletter where I give out extra information that I find helpful, links to YouTube channels, YouTube videos that I've recorded that I find helpful for improving your fitness, your finances, and your family, like we do here on the Strong Family Mini Show. So let's get right into it. So like I said, my name is Andres. This is the Strong Family Money Show. I'm a real estate agent here in Ventura County. I have a lot of YouTube channels that I give out information on. I have this one. I have a real estate one. I have a one for starting your own social media account. And the newsletter that I send out is a summary of all that information delivered to you, that the stuff that I think is the most important, extra things that I want to share with people. And on this show, in this episode, every week I've been summarizing the best tips that I think that I send out in those newsletters. So let's get going. So 11/15/21, that newsletter, and everything's in on archive. You can visit the site and go back and refer to these. You will run into lots of problems when you're working on changing or improving your life. Most of them will be personal problems. You will experience lots of friction from lots of different people. People who you thought were your friends or on your side suddenly don't like you because you're changing. Ignore it and keep moving forward. You will find new people to surround yourself with that will replace those that you have lost. So people, if it's not them changing, if it doesn't benefit them, a lot of people don't like when other people change. And when you start trying to improve yourself, you're going to run into that in the people that are around you. So, you know, your circle of friends, if you don't want to be like them anymore for whatever reason, once you start to be someone else, you'll find out who is your friend because of you and who is your friend because of what you guys, the one thing you guys have in common, right? So what's most important is how you feel and what you do for yourself. So if other people are giving you a hard time because you're changing, you just remove yourself from those people and you continue to improve yourself. So you're going to run into that, you know, and if it's a small change, it's going to be, you know, a little bit of friction. If it's a big change, it's going to be, oh my God, what's going on? So be ready for it. Know that it's normal. Know that it happens to everybody. But if it's something, if the change that you're doing is something that you really want to do, you should expect it and just keep your head down and keep working and, you know, you'll get through it. 11/16/21, it's not that you aren't good enough. The problem is that you haven't finished improving yourself. Focus on implementing one new positive habit every month. Only focus on that one habit. That's 12 life improvements every year. You will not be the person that you are going to be in 10 years tomorrow. So if you know you have a path that you want to go on, you want to become this big, you know, whatever goal you have, it's really big. If you work on one small thing every day, every week, every month, it all adds up. And then, you know, you're just not, you know, the person you're going to be in 10 years because it hasn't been 10 years, right? So whatever your goal is, and I've said this before, life is just a bunch of to-do lists. So if you know you want to do X, Y, and Z, you write those down and then you say, what is it? What do I need to do to get to X? And then what do I need to do to start X? Right. And so you write all that stuff down. You just start doing things, small things every day. All those things add up over time and you will reach your goal because you have a plan and a path and a to-do list. And, you know, eventually you don't get discouraged. You'll get there and you'll be reach whatever goal you want to reach. 11/17/21, if you perform a bad habit for a long period of time, don't expect to fix the problem overnight. This might take just as long to fix as it did to mess it up. So it's the same thing that I was in the previous one. If you've been, I was severely overweight for a while there. And when I decided I wanted to lose weight, I was discouraged that it was 1-2 months and I wasn't at the weight I wanted to be at, right? And if it took me, you know, 9 months, a year to gain all that weight, you should not be surprised if it takes you that long to lose it, because you have to unlearn all the bad habits that you learned. You have to do all the work to make the progress or get you back to or to a new place you want to be at. So you should not be discouraged if it takes you a long time to get to a goal. If you're trying to fix like a bad habit you have, if you've been a smoker for 20 years, right? You should not be discouraged if you mess up the first month, right? Just know if it's something that you really want to do, it's going to take time to fix that bad habit, and you should be prepared for that. So give yourself enough time to reach your goals. I think that's the number one thing that discourages people, is they want to get, you know, typical people, they want to reach the end, you know, the fastest way possible. And that's great. But sometimes you just can't. Sometimes it takes a long time, work or whatever. So 11, 18, 21, you'll be surprised how far some nice words will go. People will want to help you more to if you're a truly nice person. So you say a good word to somebody, you're a nice person, you'll be surprised at how many people like working with nice people, be it personal, be it financial, whatever, right? Being a nice person will get you a long way. Sometimes renting is better than owning boats, RVs, hotels instead of timeshares. So we just came back from an RV trip, you know, and we've been knocking around buying our own RV, but sometimes it isn't financially feasible to buy something like that because of frequency of use, rental, maintenance, you know, all that stuff. Where are you going to put it, right? So sometimes renting, even though it seems like a lot of money at the time, over the long run, it may be better. So you have to take all that into consideration before you buy it, make a ticket, high ticket purchase like that, like a, you know, RV or boat or, you know, timeshare. They may seem like good deals, or you're excited to purchase them because of all the fun you're going to have. But then you figure out that you don't take the RV out as often as you thought you would. You have to have a place to store it. You have to then, maintain the vehicle because, you know, you want to make sure that that's safe to drive and you're going to get to where you want to go. So like I said, we just came back from an RV trip. We take, you know, one every year maybe. And it sounds like when you rent it, the space, and you rent it from the person or the place, it looks like a lot of money. And you say, well, if I was just paying a monthly payment on this RV, it would be a lot less. But if you figure it out, if you figure over time, if you only take one, two, three a year, it may be more cost effective for you to rent stuff like that than buying it. So always do the exercise when you want to make a purchase like that. And then I want everyone to complete this sentence. And it may be more than one sentence, right? But they should start with, I deserve. I deserve to be happy, right? I deserve to have a good job. The only way to deserve it is to make sure that you're ready for it, right? Prepare yourself for it, right? What can you do, you know, to make yourself happy? What can you do to get that next job, right? But there's nothing stopping you from it, right? You deserve to be that. Right. So you can now go out and do it because you know that you are worthy of it. You need it. You want it. You deserve it. So now you can go out and do it. So everyone has to write a few sentences like that every so often. Right. I deserve to be. And even if it's the basics, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be appreciated. Right. There are things that you don't need to work on in order to deserve it. Right. So write down your list of things you deserve. Figure out which ones are stuff that you should just, you know, get without having to put a lot of work out, right? What do you need to work on yourself to then deserve it? But, you know, there are things that everyone deserves. Make your list and start working on it. My name is Andres. This is the Strong Family Money Show. That is this week's highlights for my newsletter. Link is in the description. Please sign up. Every month we have a $50 gift card raffle for all of the subscribers. Please like and subscribe and share. My name is Andres. This is Strong Family Money Show. Thanks a lot, and I will talk to you guys next time.